This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you want to talk about fascism?
Yes. Fascism. Mussolini's definition of fascism, the merger of state and corporate power. That is it in a nutshell, basically. Now, when you get a government and it makes special deals with particular corporations to favour those corporations or makes a particular set of laws to favour a certain industry, okay, above other industries, and to give other industries either a really, really hard time or to outright ban them, when those industries are actually providing goods and services that people want and that are not harming other people, okay? Now, if there's a business that somebody has, like, for instance, I don't know, let's say somebody sets up a casino in their back room, you could argue that would be a good or a service that people would want, but ultimately people are going to be harmed because they're going to be cheated out of their money. That would be an illegal enterprise, okay, even under common law. But the truth of the matter is that before the 20th century, people, you know, regularly had card games in their back rooms or in their front rooms or in their parlours or whatever and advertised the fact on the street, and nobody seemed to be harmed. People forget this, that there was a life and a world before the 20th century, okay? And, it was especially a pastime of the wealthy, was that they would actually have evenings where all the men of the community would get together and they would go and play poker for the evening. And it would generally be the wealthy men of the community that would get invited to these card games. And of course they were betting with money. And of course people would lose money. But generally people had honour and, although of course the dealer ultimately had his cut, okay, and ultimately made a profit, there was nobody looking over anyone's shoulder to, and if there was a card sharp present at the game, he was going to be spotted and probably his life was going to be short, okay, because back in the day, people dealt with their own problems, including card sharps. And if you had a casino where the odds were overly rigged in favour of the house, people would stop going there because they'd be losing all their money and they'd say, oh, we're not going back there again. You know, and of course, but that's an example from one end of the spectrum, okay? But there's an example from the other end of the spectrum, which is current here in Australia, actually, in Victoria. It is actually illegal to breed puppies in your backyard and sell them for a profit. Can you believe that? You are not allowed.
Well, sure I can.
Their rules. Your dogs can be as well looked after as anything, but if you don't have that permit, that stupid little piece of paper, okay, then people can give you potentially a very, very hard time. Even if your dogs are really well looked after, even if your dogs are, you know, disease-free, you know, even if they're totally free range and you breed the occasional litter of puppies, then the council, in their corrupt fascism, for you dropping a litter of puppies on your property, they could give you a very, very bad time. Can you believe that? That is fascism run rampant. And other things that you are not allowed to do without their permit. If you're a farmer and you have livestock in your paddock and you wish to sell your livestock to another farmer and your livestock doesn't have the government-approved AirTag microchips and or microchips, then the police could potentially give you a very bad time for livestock rustling, even if those animals were actually born on your property. And even if there is no way that you or I would ever steal livestock, I should point that out to the listening audience. That is the lowest, despicable, disgusting behavior ever. Okay? But what they're doing is they're trying to control everything. And if you are somebody that they want to give a very, very bad time, okay, and if they see, let's say, a flock of 20 goats randomly appears in your paddock when there were no goats in your paddock before, they could potentially pull up to your gate and said, excuse me, we need to microchip check these animals. Where did you get them from? And it's none of their business. It really is not. You could have
gone into
the state forest or wherever. This is perfectly legal, by the way. I just checked this today. You can go out there into the state forest. There's goats running wild out there. Go out there with your sheepdogs and round up some goats. Bring them back, put them into your paddock. Who's to say where those goats originally came from and what farm they originally escaped from? They obviously escaped from somewhere, okay? But they have been running wild for quite some time, okay? But I would have to go through, if I did that, and I would have to check it to see if there are any tags on any of the stock, and I would have to call up the individual stations and say, excuse me, I've got your goats here. And, you know, that's fair enough. That's the good side of it. But what I can't see, okay, there's a microchip option. Okay, where you can inject the stock with a microchip. I can't see that microchip from the outside, and I don't have one of their stupid little readers, you know. But like I say, I'm not going to go knocking off anybody's goats or sheep or cattle or any other animals of anyone, because that would be wrong. But this is what fascism does. It shuts down the economy. Okay, it stops people from wanting to do things to make a few extra dollars for themselves. And there's so many other things. The list of rules that you have to have for this, that, the other. You can hardly, well, they want to tax the air you breathe with the stupid carbon tax that I'm so glad that Donald Trump has shot down out of the air. You know, this is what fascism is like. This is why it leads to collapse. because eventually people are so frightened they don't want to do anything to actually earn income for themselves, because they're so frightened of somebody coming along and giving them a bad time, and justifiably so.
Gwyneth, about, let's say 8 years ago or so, I paid $50 to attend a training seminar that lasted a couple days, 2 days. The government put it on, and it was about growing grass and the different different kinds of grass that you can grow, the different reasons. And I was interested in our area. I was new to the area, and I wanted to hear what was the best way to grow these grasses. I thought it was a legitimate, seminar series.
Yeah.
So I paid my $50. I got my notebook, and I got a couple of days of training. But I wanted to share with you something that happened during the seminar. And it was put on by the Soil and Water Conservation District and the U.S. Department of Agriculture in a joint venture. Okay. So we pay these guys in order for them to do their jobs, and then they charge us $50 to hear some information, which some of it is propaganda. And let me talk about the propaganda. So during lunch, we're all sitting in this one room, and we have these box lunches that they provide us. And this one guy gets on stage, and he's talking about animal registration, kind of thing you're talking about, chipping cows, putting RFID chips in their under their skin. And he starts talking about it and how these new regulations are coming our way. And then he starts talking about how much it costs. It's $40, 40, $40 per head. That's roughly 5% of the cost of, when you sell a cow, a full-grown cow. Let's say you sell it for $800. We're looking at $40 for this chip.
That's amazing.
And then this guy says, that's a lot of money. No kidding, it's a lot of money. Per head? I mean, it can run into the thousands depending on how many animals you have. So I don't like this. And other people are, don't like it either. And he says, but here's what we can do. We don't have to do this chipping thing. We can just pay a $10 transfer fee. Much less expensive. So all we have to do is register the animals with the government, and that'll keep everybody safe. They'll know that if there's a diseased cow, what farm it came from. And it's all under the guise that it's going to keep us all safe, kind of like what the Blue Team does, right? They want to keep us all safe by pointing guns at us. Well, people were people in the audience were starting to buy this nonsense. Of course, Vinny can't stand it. Vinny raises his voice and says, "Hey, what are you talking about? We don't have to do any of this stuff. We don't pay anything right now. And by the way, yes, our cows are already tracked. You think that Vinny can sell his cows on the market, and if there's a problem, they're not going to come back to Vinny? They know his cows. They know where they came from. It's already tracked."
Class, I'm a survivor.
Right back.
Yeah.
And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out?
I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Gwyneth, I was once talking to a high-ranking alleged representative here in Missouri, and there was a term that he used, and that was, fascism, but he didn't call it that. He called it, and he didn't call it the merger of state and corporations. He called it public-private partnerships. Have you heard that term?
Yeah, that's the same term the Chinese communists use.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at Melbourne University, I studied with a man by the name of Professor Victor Prescott, who was Australia's eminent China expert and regularly engaged. He was a fluent Mandarin speaker, and he regularly consulted with the Australian government in trade negotiations and such like with the Chinese. And I did a whole semester subject on China with Victor Prescott, and he said that this was the Chinese way of doing things. This was their most favoured way. He called it another thing. He said the Chinese call this what was the word he used? Communism with Chinese characteristics. because the Chinese were so free enterprise that they were just ignoring all of the communist regulations because they want to make money. They've always been, I mean, they invented fiat currency thousands of years ago, and they love to be in business. And, you know, something, they had to do this to say, you can have your business as long as you cooperate with the Chinese government. And what's the difference between that happening in China, who's the bad boy on the block globally, okay? Not really, well, you know, it's a similar system in Russia as well, actually. But in China, you know, that they've got the system where as long as you work, as long as your business is registered with the government, you work with the government, you follow all their rules, then everything's going to be okay. Yeah, but there's a problem there, okay? Because what if you are somebody that is not necessarily doing anything wrong, but that the government doesn't like? Because maybe you are, I don't know, for instance, a Chinese widow woman that the local Chinese party official, Communist Party official, likes and wants to take as his concubine, and you don't want to be the concubine of the local party official, and you say no to the local party official, then your life becomes very hard. Now, take China out of there and put Australia in. And that is exactly what's happening here in Australia. Because I know that, because over the last 4 years, that's exactly what I've been through. And because I won't go along with the sex racketeering of certain officers in the Victoria Police, which is our state police here, and instead I go on the internet and expose it, then that's why I've had, let me see, the local shire council, the child protection, the dog ranger, you know, I've been T-boned by a prime mover, and then the Victoria Police attempted to charge me with criminally damaging the prime mover that hit me. When I had evidence that I had indicated to turn to the right, we drive on the left-hand side of the road here, I'd indicated to turn to the right and this prime mover tried to overtake me on the right after I'd indicated to turn to the right. It was in no way, shape or form my fault. Okay? This is what they do. It's the same everywhere. It's fascism and it's destroying our economy worldwide, except for a few isolated, prosperous pockets like New Zealand.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Well, today. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in class. If you'd like to contact her, there's a link at USAPrepares.com, page one. Also on the instructors tab of USAPrepares.com. And you can click that and contact Gwyneth Isaacs. And through her Facebook page. Gwyneth, you were talking about dogs earlier, and I live in the middle of nowhere. Our nearest neighbor is about a mile away, and there used to be some neighbors who raised puppies. They bred these puppies, and they were quality puppies, and they built facilities for them, so these weren't just puppies that were living in 55-gallon drums in a fenced-in contained area. they built really nice facilities for them. I believe, just from my own estimate, I've been in the inside of one of them, and I've seen the outside of another one. And they have these doors that the puppies can go inside, outside at their choosing. They're warm. They've got water. They've got floors that are hosed off so that, sanitary conditions are met. They're fed well. And I know this because I've been there and I know our neighbors. I know how they care about, these animals. Well, the state of Missouri had a proposition, and the do-gooders felt that these dogs need to be regulated for the dog's safety, the puppy's safety. They came out with 22 pages of rules and regulations regarding the operation of these puppy operations. And if you have more than three adult dogs, you are subject to females for breeding. You must obtain a license, and then you must have a certain standard of facility. You must have a formal arrangement with a veterinarian and so forth. And it was all about money. And so how many puppies do I hear barking when I go past? None. They literally made it so inconvenient, so oppressive, so costly, that all the owners that I know of these puppy breeding operations have ceased breeding puppies. They've gone out of business. And they're doing other things. They're doing other things, for income, but they're not raising puppies.
Yeah.
And it's sad. Right. It's sad.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know of one case of a particular man, and he actually did go through the licensing system, okay? He had a license for 400 bitches. And he had an enormous facility. Once again, it was properly constructed. It was very well built, okay? But instead of 400 bitches, he'd put an extra shed on, and he had 500 bitches, okay? And somebody dobbed him in and to the local shire because he had expanded his facility without the council approval. Now, he had properly built the new sheds for the bitches and so on and so forth. And you know what? The council came and they raided his place. They took away all of his dogs. And within a fortnight, do you know what had happened to that man? He died of a heart attack. That's the truth of it. And I know this guy because I spent a particular Christmas at a Christmas party with them, and I had a lovely time socializing with him and with his dear wife, and his dear wife is now a widow. And is absolutely devastated. She's got a 500-dog facility that she can't use. And she's really, really struggling financially. Wow. Now, how's that? That's fascism, okay, in a nutshell. He actually did go along with the rules. But he said, who's going to know? Well, somebody noticed and somebody dobbed him in. And do you know something that is so, so tragic? Because here is a man who absolutely loved his bitches. He really, really did. Okay? And it's really, really sad that that man actually died because somebody took his... They didn't just take his business away, okay? He had invested his whole life in this business. And when it got taken away from him, the stress was so much that his heart failed. He had a heart attack, and then he died 2 weeks after. What for? You know, it's disgusting. It absolutely is.
Well, I'll tell you what they said here in Missouri. They were worried about the dog's health, safety, and welfare. And in order to protect the dogs, the puppies, we needed to have government oversight. Because it was obvious to people without a brain that people were raising dogs and they were being cruel to the dogs and they were being mean to the dogs and they weren't feeding the dogs. And so they decided that we needed to have the government step in and control raising dogs. And that's what they did. And they killed the business. They killed the business. I had this dream last night. Actually, it was probably a nightmare. And I was thinking about permits. And our permits needed to wire, you know, let's say you want to add an extra outlet in your house. And I had this nightmare that permits are required to do something as simple as adding another switch, adding another outlet. Now, in my case, during this nightmare, I kind of laughed it off. And in my nightmare, I was saying to whomever it was, I don't care what the rules are. I am not, let me say it a different way, I am not going to apply for a permit to change a switch, an outlet, put in another sub panel. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. Okay? So I just looked it up. That was my reaction in my nightmare. I guess I was somehow one of the characters in this nightmare that, you know, was being tasked with obtaining a permit to install an electrical outlet. Well, I know how to do it. I've bought many books on it. I've studied it. I've researched it. I know how to do it. Actually, I do a better job than many electricians. How do I know? Because I've seen their sloppy work. Well, I looked it up. In the state of Oregon, oregon.gov, when do I need an electrical permit? When do I need an electrical permit? A permit is required to do the following: install or alter any permanent wiring or electrical device. Run additional wiring. Put in an electrical outlet or light fixture. Install a receptacle for a garage door opener or convert from a fuse box to circuit breakers. Or install or alter low voltage systems such as security alarms, stereo, or computer systems. Let me say that a different way.
So that means somebody has to know if you've installed a security system.
Yes, and a stereo.
What if there's somebody in the government who's connected with some sort of criminal organization?
Well, that's given, isn't it? It's a given.
Aren't they a criminal organization anyway?
Yeah. Well, let me read that one more time because it's unbelievable. I'm not making this up. This is at permitsprotect.info, and it's about Oregon. Install or alter low voltage systems such as security alarms, stereo, or computer systems. You need a permit in Oregon to install a computer system? Are they kidding?
Really? You know,
yes.
this is just absolutely ridiculous. It really truly is.
Now to make it a little more pleasant, for homeowners, a permit is not required to replace electrical devices or to perform the maintenance on an existing electrical system. Now, if you're not sure if you need a permit, call the building department responsible for your area. Can you imagine?
But you know something, aside from the rules about low voltage systems, all of those rules apply here in the state of Victoria. But you try getting an electrician, I know because I've tried, to come out where we live, which is 80 kilometres from the nearest major city, okay? And good luck to you, because they don't want to do it. They don't want to drive 1 hour to get out here. They really don't. They just lazy,
I was talking,
as far as I'm concerned.
I was talking with one of our instructors, and I had been helping him with his old farmhouse, helping him with his wiring and figuring out where all these wires went. And I was unable to help him. I was ill, and I was unable to help him. So he found an electrician who had retired from a very large business in the Springfield area, Springfield, Missouri. This guy came out and took a look and left and refused to help him. Refused because it was too complicated. Refused because he couldn't figure it out, didn't want to figure it out. And that's what we're finding. So the why would anyone want to get the government involved with building permits if they don't have to? And here's why they do it. You know, there are people who want to put a little deck on the back of their house. They want to put some concrete piers in there, and they want to just fabricate a deck. Oh, maybe 8x8, 8x10, 10x10, 10x14. And they live in an area where you've got to get a building permit. Maybe the neighbors would rat them out. What is that all about? That's so they can tax you. So they can tax you extra. Because not only do you have that wonderful house, but you've got that fabulous deck that you've just built, which adds to the value of your tax base.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs, I know a guy who built an entire house without getting a permit. I'm talking about excavation. I'm talking about framing. I'm talking about windows, doors, roof, plumbing, electrical, appliances, and did not get a certificate of occupancy. I know a guy who did that. I know pretty well. And I know that this guy never even thought about getting a permit. And it worked just fine. And I know what this guy did. He bought a copy of the code book. He bought a copy, read every page of it before construction to make sure that the construction would meet or exceed the code. And why? Not just so much for the code, meeting the code. I know this person really didn't care about doing it for that purpose, but to make sure the construction was good quality. Okay? That the plumbing met code, that the number of circuits met code, that the wiring gauge met code, that it would be desirable by anyone living there. And I know that's what this person did, and it worked out fine. And I know that the construction far exceeded the code. Because you can build with substandard materials and still meet code. And I know that that's not what happened in this case. So
that's right.
I'm just here to say that, and I've seen a code inspector in another state, not Missouri, in Virginia, who inspected, and that's in quotes, a property that was just constructed. And I know for a fact that the code inspector did not do a complete inspection. Because I challenged him on it. And I said, you know, did this pass inspection? Oh, yeah. So you checked it out? Oh, yeah. So you went here, there, and under the house and all that? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, did you see this? Well, you couldn't have been there because it was obvious. You would have seen that if you were there. I submit to you, you did not inspect the house completely. And what happened? Well, the builder had to make substantial changes because the house was not inspected. It did not meet code. And that's when the permit was taken out for this particular project.
Well,
so,
you know something?
I know. Yes.
There are houses around here. Some houses, not too many now, but there are some houses around here that are well over 100 years old, okay? Back in the day, there were no building codes. Building codes are only very, very recent, okay? By very recent, I mean maybe only in the last 50 or 60 years. Before then, people built houses to live in because they wanted somewhere that was out of the weather where they could raise their kids in a reasonably attractive environment and, you know, basically have a nice life. So they built a house that was solid and attractive, and they lived there. There were no codes, okay?
Right.
These houses that were built 100 years ago, they now generally get a premium price on the real estate market. They really, truly do.
And those houses...
solid. Yeah.
Yep, those houses are typically, many of them constructed with post and beam. Many of those houses have real dimensional lumber that's not like a 2x4 would actually be 2 inches by 4 inches, not the 2x4s that are 3.5 inches instead of 4 inches. Not only that, but when those houses were built before building codes, they didn't have vinyl windows. They didn't have Masonite siding. They didn't have vinyl siding. They didn't have short-term roofs. They were built to last. That was before the government got involved to make sure that the building was according to their standards. You're absolutely right. And I've renovated and updated the wiring and plumbing in some of those old Victorian houses. I know what you're talking about. I've been there. You're absolutely right. Gwyneth, hey, thank you so much for staying up late. Thanks for staying up late with
God
us today.
Bless, and have a
See you next
week,
Tuesday.
You? Okay,
great.
Bye-bye.
See you next Tuesday. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.